Hey there, happy haunts. This episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast is brought to you by Snooze Snacks, the new all-natural sleep remedy. Eat the snack 30 minutes before bed and experience a full night's rest. The Snooze Snack is an edible snack designed to provide you with the natural nutrients your body needs to achieve a great night's sleep. You'll wake up feeling rested and ready for the day ahead. Snooze Snacks just launched a Kickstarter campaign where you can now get your hands on these snacks for a discounted rate, but only for a limited time. Snooze Snacks encourages you to sleep healthy and snooze on. We ask that you click the Kickstarter link in the episode description and visit the boys over at Snooze Snacks so that you can get to sleeping better in a hurry. If you are interested or would like more information regarding sponsoring an episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast, contact us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Derek, you okay? We haven't even got started, and Derek is already losing it. He's not emotionally able to handle the demands of this podcast anymore, Craig.
He's scared about the Battle Royale.
I think all his fame is going to his head. That's the stress is piling up. You going to make it all right?
I've got to find a seat on the TTA so I can look down on everybody.
Ah, yes. It's been too long since he has looked down on everyone. We hope that you all had a wonderful Halloween. We hope you enjoyed our Halloween special on Monday, the Boo to You. Today is a special Thursday bonus episode, episode 8, Walt Disney World Hotel Resorts Battle Royale Round 2, and really the championship round today as well. Last time we did this, a few weeks ago, we narrowed down the moderates and value resorts. We got down to five, and Craig, what five resorts do we have left?
I want to say first, though, we had lots of good comments about show, so please continue to pour those in. Let us know how you feel. Let us know if you disagree with us or you agree.
I know Alan Gilbert
was disappointed. Alan Gilbert and I are on the same team, though. That, I mean, he's got my back.
He was disappointed that Riverside lost to French Quarter. Yep.
And this is only three opinions, so.
That's true.
Okay, we're down to All Star Sports, Pop Century, Art Animation, Coronado Springs, and French Quarter. So some good choices there as we kind of narrowed it down. There's the bell.
That means it's time to start, Craig.
We've got roughly two values, a moderate, and then three moderates, whatever you want to call art. I don't know what it is.
A voderate.
Voderate. All right, so what are we going to do, Matthew? We got five.
Up first, we are going to start with a special triple threat match.
Ooh.
If you're fans of WWE like I am, you're probably a fan of a good triple threat match. So in the first round, we have All-Star Sports, Pop, or Art. And how this works, we will discuss. And again, the goal of this is to help you pick out the right Disney hotel for you. And as Craig said, we appreciate the feedback we've received. As always, if you have any questions regarding these hotels, email us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. So how this will work is we will discuss and debate these hotels. And the winner, whoever gets the most votes, two out of three, we'll advance to the championship round of the value and moderate resort battle royale. So let's start. Derek, I'll let you take the lead here. Pop Century, Art of Animation, All-Star Sports. Which one of those three would you stay at and why?
This round is definitely going to be a lot harder than the first round was. Because you got the All-Stars, can't beat the value. You got Pop is a good mix of value and transportation, and then Art, you've got better accommodation, the scenery and the resort. So it just, I think my vote is going to have to go Pop, just because of the good mix of value and the dedicated transportation with Art. I think it's a little overpriced, and All Stars having to share buses, I think I'd have to go right in the middle and go with Pop.
He's going Pop Century. I'll go next because I have a feeling I know what Craig's going to choose. I think I would have to pick. I'm going to pick Art of Animation. I know it's a little more expensive, but I really want to stay in one of those family suites specifically a car suite. It is more pricey. If that was a situation, I might have to cut expenses elsewhere. I may have to choose to drive on that trip or not get the dining plan or go to the parks a day or two less, spend less on tickets or spend less on food. But that's just me saying that I've never stayed in one of those suites. I'm really excited to try one of those. And again, I think the pools at Art of Animation are amazing. I think it's a great resort to walk around. I was able to do that the one time we stayed there. And just the overall theming, I'm more of a, if I go to Disney World, I want to be surrounded by more of a Disney theme. And Art of Animation, with the Cars and Nemo and Lion King and Little Mermaid, they offer more Disney theming. And Pop Century theming is great if you're into looking back on the decades and that sort of thing. But for me, it's more Disney at Art of Animation. So I'm going to pick Art. I know Derek's picking Pop. Craig, what are you choosing? Because it's up to you. Well, if he chooses All-Star Sports, Derek, what do we do then? I don't know.
We change it to a ladder match.
Oh,
I think you're okay, because I am not choosing All-Star Sports. I'm just probably of the three, the most I've stated is Pop. But All-Star Sports, I'm just not a fan. I mean, I know value, and I know it's the cheapest one. But it's really not that much cheaper than Pop. I mean,
it's not a significant.
Correct. So All-Star Sports for me is definitely out. And because there's just so many sports teams and things like that, you never know when they're going to be there. So I mark that one out. So really for me, it's between Pop and Art. Man, the suites are sweet. But
look at you, but just clever guy.
You've got more room. You've got two bathrooms. I mean, there's just so many great things there. And as Derek mentioned last time, you're not that far from Pop if you want to go over to Pop and ride their bus. So the transportation-wise, it's really not an advantage to be at Pop versus Art, because you're really sharing the same thing.
Craig is torn. Art of Animation or Pop Century.
Food courts are much the same. There's not a whole lot of difference. It probably depends on...
I would disagree.
Would you? Why is that? Go ahead.
I would say Art has a better collection of foods. It seems to be a slight step up from Pop.
Okay.
I think it has a wider variety, too, just from my brief experience.
Well, see, I was just thinking Pop has... I mean, I can't think of anything Pop doesn't have that
right.
You won't. You know, sandwiches, they got pizza, they got meats, awesome. They got, you know...
Landscape of Flavors is the food court at Art of Animation. Everything Pop is the one at Pop.
Right, but I thought there's a lot of similarities in the two. But I think, like you said, it's a little bit step up from Pop. But again, Art's a little bit step up from Pop, too. And those of you who don't know, Art was originally supposed to be part of Pop. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be another... What decade? Do you remember what decades it's supposed to be?
It was the... Like the 10... Like the 20s through the...
Yeah, so it's supposed to go backwards, yeah.
Right, it was keep going
and
down.
And plans changed.
New century.
So you're arguing here for two very similar resorts. The only
Correct.
Difference being that Art of Animation is newer and it has the family suites.
Right.
And so, a lot of the Pop Century rooms, I don't know if we've mentioned this, have refurbished rooms. They've updated a lot of their rooms. Well, some of their rooms, at least to this point.
Oh, that's right. And you can go online and see some of the pictures of the rooms. Really nice, really fantastic. When we were there last, a few months ago, they were doing that refurbishment, so we didn't get to stay in those rooms. But...
Now, one other thing to mention here, the rooms, there are some rooms at Art of Animation now that are dog-friendly. Are there dog-friendly rooms at Pop Century? I'm not sure.
No, it's at Riverside, Art of Animation.
So is that going to deter you away from Art of Animation or draw you even closer? It also says that Art of Animation has the largest resort pool in Walt Disney World, and that is the Big Blue Pool, I think it's called, the Nemo Pool.
Okay, here's my decision. If I was going on price only...
Listen,
I'm gonna tell you what my decision is. I'm trying to help the viewers out, the listeners out. If I'm going on price only, I'm going to Pop. But if I'm going to where I really want to stay, Art of Animation...
You can't do that.
I just did it.
So where are you staying?
Art of Animation.
He has chosen Art of Animation. And with that, Derek, your beloved Pop Century.
I could live with that.
Has bit the dust.
I could stay at either one, honestly. But the suites are just...
Now that we're in the semifinals and finals of this, we're not picking... There's really no bad options left. So Art of Animation
Especially when we get to Deluxe in that episode. I mean, there's not a bad decision. Right. So that's going
to
be tough.
I'll have to stay at the Yacht Club. Oh, man.
Bay Lake Towers again?
Oh. Just gets old after a while. So Art of Animation has made it to the championship round. And now it's time to determine who it's going to face off against. There's our bell again. Better stop that before something else plays.
So we're between Coronado Springs and the French
Coronado
Quarter.
Coronado Springs, which defeated Caribbean Beach in round one, which I'm happy to say that Derek is going to get to stay at his favorite Caribbean beach this coming December. I know he's excited
about
it.
Well, for now.
Yar! Not in the pirate room, though.
Not in the pirate room.
So, Coronado Springs, which defeated Caribbean Beach, or Port Orleans French Quarter, which defeated Riverside in controversial fashion, we must say. It wasn't controversial. But
we've got a couple of you listeners are still not happy about that.
Yes, we apologize to those of you who are Riverside enthusiasts. So, let's start with Coronado Springs or French Quarter. Which one you picking, Craig, and why?
French Quarter, again, lots of amenities there. The atmosphere is great, I mean, especially if you like the New Orleans style. But Coronado Springs, as I mentioned last time, is more of a convention-type resort. So if you can plan it right, you may miss it with no conventions there. So it's going to be not empty, but there'll be less people there. Derek, didn't you say Coronado is one of the biggest resorts? I know they're adding on. They're building a high-rise there to, again, accommodate and go more towards your convention. So they're trying to make it more presentable for that, make it a little more high-end, too. I like Coronado being the center of everything, too. You can get to everything pretty quick. So I'm going to – my choice is going to be Coronado Springs.
To pull a Craig, if I'm just going on price
– You can't go, do that.
I'm going to go Coronado Springs. It's about $20 less per night. So if you stay for 5 nights, you're talking about an additional, on average, $100 to make the jump to French Quarter. So just to have that as a word to the wise. Derek, these are two resorts I know you're a fan of. Which one are you going to choose?
These are probably my top two resorts in any price level. So it's really hard. And as for me, being the only one that's actually stayed at these two.
That is important to note. Craig and I have stayed at neither of them.
We have researched those, though, Derek.
You have. So, well, if I were to pick one right now due to construction, I would have to go on and go with French Quarter. I really like the theming and the proximity. Everything is close. Nothing's more than 5 or 6 minutes away from the main building. Even getting to the bus stop is real easy. So, and even though I do love transportation from Coronado to all the parks, just that construction. And actually, I'm hoping that something opens up at Coronado before December.
Give
so
it
I
up.
Can change
Caribbean
over.
Beach. Caribbean beaches.
This is October 2017 when we're recording this, but Derek, is the construction pretty noticeable right now?
It is, yeah.
I mean, does it affect your stay?
No, it doesn't affect it. They've got the pathways cleared off. They've just got up some scrims and around it, so you can't really see a whole lot. I don't know.
And it's probably not loud. Disney does a pretty good job of.
Yeah, and again, we're not there during the day when they're really working the heaviest on it, so. But it is noticeable, and I think between it and Caribbean, it having not being in many moderate rooms, and so that pushes others to pop or art or any of those.
And the reason I ask that is because, again, those that are listening, if you're going off what we're talking about for your stay, and you want to be a magical experience, you may not want to go to Coronado Springs because of the construction. It'll take away from being so magical.
But if you're listening to this a year from now, that may be irrelevant.
Correct.
So,
right.
So it's 1-1, right? You picked French Quarter, Derek?
Yes.
Craig picked Coronado. So it's up to me. I've stated.
You've already voted.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. Not
oh, he
this
did?
One.
I said
he talked about price.
I said going on price alone.
Right.
I'd pick Coronado. But so I didn't pick.
He just threw that in there.
Okay.
Yes.
While we were
just
while you were supposed to be choosing, he threw that in there.
Again, I've never stayed at either of these. I have stayed at Port Orleans Riverside. And for me, Coronado personally is just never one that has appealed to me. I'm sure it's a great resort and I'll get around to staying there. But when I think of French Quarter,
I did want to mention they have toasted coconut gelato.
At Coronado?
I'm a lock then. I mean, that put me over the top. I was already there, but I mean, that.
French Quarter, you know, I mentioned the $20 difference. And while French Quarter is a little more pricey and rarely has discounts, if I'm staying there over the course of, say, 5 nights, I'm gladly going to pay that extra $100 for the simple fact that, as you said, Derek, it's a 5-minute walk to the food court, to the pool. They have a very cool-looking pool with a children's play area, which is going to appeal to me and my family. They have beignets. And I think when I think of French Quarter, I think you're getting really two resorts in one, because it's a 5 to 10 minute walk away from Riverside. So you can go over there if you want to go to their food court, or you want to hear Yeehaw Bob, or you want to enjoy their pool. So French Quarter, I like how it's small. I'm a fan of New Orleans. I've been there before. I like it as a city. And so I'm going to choose French Quarter, Port Orleans French Quarter, to advance to the finals.
And I'm not hurt that decision, because either one is a win-win, like Derek said. I just don't think you can go wrong.
Then why are those tears rolling down your cheeks, Craig?
I'm being strong.
All right. So we have made it all the way to the finals. We started with 10 hotels back in round one, and we're going to go ahead and finish things up today.
Wow.
Yes. And all we have left here...
There can only be one.
There can only be one champion.
To enter, one leaves.
Well, 10 are in, yes, originally entered. So, Art of Animation, which is described by some as a moderate or a value plus, taking on French Quarter. Two very different resorts. Not a huge difference in price, but definitely in theming.
You go first this time.
I'm going first this time.
If it were only based on bathroom size.
Well, if it's based upon how the landscaping appears.
I think we have to go ahead and say price is out the window right now.
Yeah, price is out the window.
They don't compare.
I'm sticking with French Quarter, Port Orleans French Quarter. That's what I really have next on my personal bucket list as far as where to stay. I want to be able to stay somewhere where I'm in a very close proximity. Like the theming. I like the pool. I like the fact that you can hop on a boat and go to Disney Springs. That's something I don't know if we've mentioned. Have we mentioned that?
You're choosing that?
Well,
you would never even get on that boat.
Look, Disney Springs and I have a complicated relationship. It's fine once I'm there. It's a hassle to get there. Every time I've been there, it takes forever to hop on a bus and to transfer buses. I think the last time I went, we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside, and that's a very nice boat ride. I mean, that boat ride from down the Sasagula River to Disney Springs, I mean, that's an attraction in and of itself. I mean, that's worth taking some time to do. But taking a bus to Disney Springs and having to find, it's just a mess. Okay, but I will gladly hop on the French Quarter boat. There's a lot that you get to see on that boat ride. But all things considered, Port Orleans French Quarter, I'm voting it to take the title here out of the moderates. And I haven't even stayed there, but I'm voting for it to take the title from the moderates and values. Craig?
It's a toughie. Again, because in my mind, I'm thinking French Quarter. Price at the window, so you're just looking at thinking what's the best. You've got to think French Quarter has better accommodations because it is a moderate. You've got to think it's got the better food court. You've got to think it's less crowded. I mean, all indications push me towards French Quarter. I love Art Animation. I love the rooms. Are you getting two bathrooms at French Quarter?
You're not getting two bathrooms.
See?
It's a regular room. Sleeps four.
So your accommodations is not...
And at French Quarter, they don't even have the pull-down bed, do they? I mean, it's a max of four in there, unless you have an infant. So that's one negative.
See, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, you would think better accommodations, which they are when it comes to probably the food court and the proximity of everything, and another resort. But so is Art Animation. They're right across the lake from another resort. But the food courts are very similar, if not Art Animation has the better one. So, as far as me looking for a place to stay and to sleep and to be, I'm with Art Animation.
Uh-oh, Derek.
I'm glad.
It's 1-1. This whole tournament comes down to you, this battle royale. Who will walk away victorious and who will be shattered in defeat?
I was trying to think, with our current family, am I doing this trip for me or for my family? And another bill.
Wait, is there disqualification? What happened?
Magnify the magnitude.
Magnify the magnitude.
Yes.
That sounds deadly.
And it's all on you, Derek.
It is. So I'd see, I think Boone would really like the cartoon parts. But
I think, Craig, this is where we need to sell him on what we...
Okay.
Okay, so if you're thinking...
Sell me.
So...
Because I am, I'm like, Craig, I'm pretty torn between the two. I can see plus and minus.
Okay, I'm going to sell you on New Orleans. They have a kiddie pool, much similar to the one at Caribbean Beach, in that there's a kiddie splash area with slides and other little faucets and things going off. That would be perfect and ideal for a child like Boone.
You can
so the pool and the beignets. I think Boone would like a beignet.
You can hear things underwater at our animation pool.
Because you want your one-year-old spending a lot of time underwater. Good one, Craig. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I can. This is unfair. Matthew does this for a living every day with the baits. I'm outmanned here.
No, go ahead, Craig.
I like the room. The whole reason I'm going to a resort is for the room. Period. Yeah, you're going to use the pool. Yeah, you use the food court. The transportation is a biggie for me. I know it's a biggie for you too, Derek. And you know better than I do the transportation between the two. So I can't sell you or lead you one way or the other on that. You know better than I do, and you may mention that. But mine is still a room. I mean, you've got two bathrooms. You've got places. You've got basically three beds in the room. Matthew just pulled up a picture and showing us the picture of the pool at French Quarter. But I'm not staying at the pool. I'm not sleeping in the pool. I'm sleeping in the room, and the room gives me a lot more accommodations for me and my family. Derek?
I'm torn because... If me and my only wife, Rachel...
We're still on that. Got to hammer that point home.
Or if we have another child, then I would lean towards yours in like 12 years mm-hmm. when we would need two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. But for now, Mom and Dad are still in charge.
You need two bathrooms now, Derek.
I'm sorry. That's for safety's sake. That's all.
You're one to talk, Craig. We stayed together in that Bay Lake Tower studio.
Yeah, let's go back to New Orleans when we stayed. And I came out after taking a shower that morning or that night. You two were sound asleep on the bed already. So
well, it was a long
day. That's what we were supposed to do.
You were out.
Sleep.
So, Derek, what's it going to be? You've stayed at both of them.
I'll have to go with convenience and go with French Quarter.
Mm. Oh, Craig just took back-to-back L's.
Come back in 12 years, and we'll see.
But again, everybody wins because this is right. For the viewers. I mean, for the listeners, because hopefully we've done a good job of really talking this out, and it's up to you. You can't choose your own between the two, honestly.
So our champion for the moderate and value resort battle royale, Port Orleans French Quarter.
We need that sound effect.
We don't have the crowd sound effect. We just have to provide those. But again, Art of Animation is another option, another great option, and really any of the 10 hotels we've talked about, all of them have a following of people. You know, the Fort Wilderness Cabins, they lost in the first round, but there are some people that go to the Fort Wilderness Cabins every time, and they love the cabins. And people like Alan and Eric Gilbert, who we've heard from on social media, they go to Riverside every time they go, and they love Riverside. And so there's a couple approaches you can take to these hotels. One, we want to try different ones, which is kind of how I am. Two, we find something that we like, and we want to stick with it. And you know what kind of person you are. And hopefully, we've just kind of given you a good overview of these moderate and value resorts.
We can't emphasize enough. Research, research, research. There's also several of these that have their own Facebook page. I know Coronado Springs. I was looking at Coronado Springs before Derek went. I was looking at it, too. And they've got their own Facebook page and their own websites, things like that, where you can look at and get more details. Again, especially for Coronado Springs, because they do have the different conventions, so you can plan around that. But research, research, research. Hopefully we've helped you in that and kind of pushed you in the direction you want to go. But hopefully from this episode and the previous two episodes around resorts, it'll help.
And coming up in just a few weeks, we'll be doing a battle royale in regards to the deluxe resorts.
So once the deluxe
that should be fun.
Once the deluxes win, will French Quarter go against that?
I think it should. I think it'll be
for
tough.
The ultimate fighter
champion. That'll be
champion.
Tough for French Quarter.
I don't know what.
That's like the underdog.
I mean, I don't know what kind of prize they get. We can send Disney, we can send that resort a bouquet of flowers. How about that? Congratulations.
Sounds good.
French Grim Grin Guys.
I mean, that's going to be Dave and Goliath, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, French Quarter versus whoever.
Speaking of Dave and Goliath, guys, it's time for Grim Grinning Greatness.
Is that what that's called?
That's what it is, Derek. Okay. 8 episodes in, he's still trying to learn the name.
So this is your question.
This is my question. Okay. I've given this a lot of thought, and you two don't know what the question is. Again, once an answer has been taken, you cannot use the same answer. We've talked a lot about value in moderate resorts. My question to you all is, what is your favorite pool at a value or moderate resort, and why? And I have my answer. My favorite pool, and again, this is just based on personal experience, is the main pool at the Caribbean Beach Resort. I think they have a wonderful Fort Cannon style setup at their main pool, but I'm a big fan, and our son has been a big fan in the past of the kiddie play area that they have. And again, at Caribbean Beach, they have multiple small, just basic pools throughout the resort, but their main pool, I think it's well themed. It has good slides. They have good activities there, and then right next to it is the food court and some shopping and the kiddie splash area with slides and the big water bucket and things like that. So I'm picking Caribbean Beach.
That would have been my choice, actually, because that is an excellent, excellent pool. So I think I'm going to have to go with Riverside.
Oh, good one.
The Old Man Island is, what's it called? I think that's it. And it's another well themed. The moderates are all well themed, and it's just, you can, if you're there during the day, you can take a short walk and go fishing with a cane pole.
Yeah.
So it's just a nice little relaxing. It's really quiet over there for some reason. Even at the main pool, it's not real loud and hectic.
Well, at Riverside, a lot of the rooms are kind of on the outsides of the resort. And the pool is there in the middle, so it's away from a lot of foot traffic.
I think theming-wise, you can't go wrong with any of the pools. I mean, Art has some great ones. Pop Century has some wonderful ones. But, I mean, just looking at pictures Matthew has over here of Port Orleans French Quarter, it's greatly themed, too. But, again, going for me personally now, I'm going to go to Caribbean Beach, but not the main pool. I'm going to one of the side pools.
Oh.
It's quiet, kind of away from everything else, and that's where I am right now in life, and I'm not a huge crowd person, just get off by myself and my family, and we enjoy being in the pools, and I think that's my choice.
That's an interesting choice, because you get away, there's nothing special about those pools, but they are quiet, and they are secluded.
And probably 15 steps from my room that I had this
right.
last time.
That makes a big difference. So, something for everyone. The pools at Disney are phenomenal, and I look forward to the discussion we have regarding the pools for the deluxe resorts, because then you get in some really incredible stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, too, Matthew, if I'm staying at Pop Century, I can actually ride the bus to another resort and go to their pool, correct?
I'm not
we'll have to check on
sure.
That.
Now, when we stayed at the Beach Club in spring, now that pool is kind of a different animal because it's the pool. We had to wear a bracelet. They gave us a bracelet and had to show that bracelet to the attendant. They've gotten stricter with that over the years. Okay. Used to, you could kind of come and go.
I knew you could do that in
but
the
past. But now, at a place like Art of Animation and Pop that are right next to each other, you can probably go to both of those. I think at Port Orleans and Riverside and French Quarter, you can kind of go back and forth between those. So, in some places, it's more strict than others.
And I'm glad we were strictly on resorts, too, because they do have the water parks.
Yes.
So we could have gone to one of those, but that you're paying for those.
That's right.
Well, you're paying for the
you're paying for it all.
Resort, too.
That'll do it here. We thank you for listening in to Episode 8, Walt Disney World Resort Battle Royale, Rounds 2 and 3. Today we crown Port Orleans French Quarter as our moderate and value resort champion. But again, hopefully through this process, you've been able to pick out the right moderate value or moderate resort for you. I'm having a hard time talking today. With that being said, remember to always
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Take it away, by all means. You guys have at it. Y'all do the intro this time.
No.
Welcome, foolish mortals. Craig and Derek are going to take away the intro.
So he's touchy today.
Didn't your voice, Derek? Today.
Which voice?
Welcome. Welcome, foolish mortals.
Who enters the cave?
We now have goats.
One.
And diesel fuel.
And diesel fuel, mother.
In the lap door.
Here. Hotels, we will discuss and debate which one should win. And what was that?
Somebody already cheering for
somebody's
us.
Somebody's cheering. And so we will debate these. I see.
That's our fireworks.
And the bell's back.
Utter chaos has broken out in the studio. A true battle royale.